Blessed feast to you, everyone, all the parishioners of this cathedral, as we celebrate our beautiful patronal feast. What an honor to have God the Holy Spirit as our patron. Bishop Worley, the first bishop of this diocese, had a deep devotion to the Holy Spirit, and his dream was to have a cathedral of the Holy Spirit. He died in 1939 and so wasn't able to build the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, but his successor, Bishop Ryan, built this cathedral because that's what Bishop Worley wanted, a cathedral to the Holy Spirit. And so we're privileged to be able to be a part of this beautiful parish as we celebrate the great feast of the Holy Spirit. Napoleon Bonaparte, according to history books, is known as the first emperor of France. He died in 1821. He was a military general who rose to power during the French Revolution, late 1700s, early 1800s. French Revolution, in many ways, was about trying to destroy the Catholic Church. Nuns and priests and bishops were slaughtered. And their story goes that one day Napoleon was having an argument with a cardinal. I think it was the Cardinal Archbishop of Paris, but I could be wrong. And during this argument, Napoleon became frustrated and said, "Your Eminence, you realize I have the power to destroy the Catholic Church." The cardinal, with a smile on his face and a bit tongue-in-cheek, said, "Your Majesty, for 1800 years, we clergy have been trying to destroy the church. We have not succeeded, and neither will you." And that's true because of the feast we celebrate today. What makes the church, is not human beings. It's God the Holy Spirit. If this was just a human institution, it would have stopped existing a long time ago. That the Holy Spirit is the life of the church, the soul of the church. That Christ is the perfect bridegroom, and he pours out his love every single day on his bride to fill her with love, to heal her, to strengthen her, to encourage her. And that love is God, the Holy Spirit. Dear people, what we celebrate today is what happens every day. Pentecost is the last mystery of God, of Christ's life on earth. It's the last mystery. There's no further mystery until Christ returns again. We live in the time of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the church every day. And so, the duty, the first duty of the church, our first sweet duty, is to receive the love of God, who is the Holy Spirit. The first duty of us every single day is to allow God to love us. The church wakes up every morning with the hope of teaching her children how to do what was done in this gospel and in this first reading. And I offer two ways. This feast of Pentecost isn't just a Christian feast, as you know, it was a Jewish feast. The Jews had many feasts, as you know, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of the Passover. and the Feast of Pentecost. It celebrated the 50th day after they left Egypt. That's what Pentecost means, the 50th. On the 50th day after they left Egypt, they were at Mount Sinai, where God gave to the people of Israel the Ten Commandments and made the first covenant with them. And so on the Jewish Feast of Pentecost, the Israelites celebrated receiving this covenant with God through the Ten Commandments, the moral law. Now listen closely. They received it as love. They received the moral law as God loving them. The first step in receiving the love of God is accepting His moral law, which is His love. But that's not enough. That's not enough. The second way we receive the love of God ultimately is this Christian Feast of Pentecost, dear people, which is expressed so beautifully in the ancient hymn, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful with the fire of your love, and enkindle in their hearts the fire of your love." That is the primary duty and the lesson we all want to learn, how to receive God the Holy Spirit, who is love, His fire into our hearts, which makes life much easier then. I offer you one example of how I do that, how I try to do that in faith. The other day I was in a situation that required more patience than I have, and I started to get frustrated, agitated. I hope I prevented it from being seen outwardly, but I'm not so sure. My mother would have known. The point is, I was in a situation where I didn't have what I needed to be like Christ. That, dear people, is the place. It is the place where the Holy Spirit is poured out and we are to receive. Where something is being demanded of us, some Christ-likeness, and we're held back right there, is where we have the choice to receive. Now, you heard the sequence, right? Come, Holy Spirit. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen. Warm the chill. Where our hearts are lacking love, where our will is stubborn. On our dryness, pour your dew. And so to see that, and so what do I do? Here's what I do. The next day, the next morning when I go to prayer, the next morning when I go to prayer, with the Holy Spirit, I go back to the prior afternoon where I lacked this patience. And I hold it up. In prayer, I hold it before the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, whatever was going on there, I give you permission to get your way. Pour the fire of your love right there to heal me. And you can do that in 1,001 different places in one's life. Where we lack something we need to be Christ-like, right there is where in faith we can choose to receive in prayer. Where the Holy Spirit is Niagara Falls, and all we got to do is open our heart to receive in faith. And so let us do that this week, everyone. Let us embrace the love of God in His beautiful moral law, but also in the fire of His love in our heart.